Good afternoon and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is a really wonderful day and I'm so thankful to God. I'm just so thankful for my life. And you know, when you really do look back, you can really see how God has completely changed the whole course of your life. And when you really put the practices of God into your life and you do them with dedication, then God is really going to benefit you massively. And you know, I really am starting to see how many people really do need God. How many people are really sat in darkness. There are times where we can speak to people. People can have vulnerable times and we can give them encouragement or just sit and listen to them, because sometimes people just need you to be there and have a real listening ear. Really just listen to them and sometimes not even give an answer. And when they are ready, then you can give them the answer. You can give them the direction, the encouragement of what is really required for them to live a happy, joyful life that is stable. And you know, there's some people that really are searching. They may not even know that they are searching for God within their heart, but you can see that if they've really done the practices of God, if they really just, you know, listened and listened to the encouragement, then God can truly change their lives around. And I really look at my life and I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful because I know if it wasn't for God, then I wouldn't have the life that I'm living. I wouldn't have the stability of thinking. I wouldn't have the determination within my heart to do things that is going to really, you know, prick people's heart. So when you do something hard and something that's out of the ordinary, and people know who you were or how you used to be and how unstable you are, then the fruit in your life is really going to show up. People are really going to, they can come to you, they can see what you do, and they can see the person that you used to be. And then they will be like, something's changed. Something has hugely changed within their heart. How has their life changed that much? And you know, God gives us many avenues to ensure that we're really making a difference within our lives and within other people's lives. He will give you the words that you need to speak to people. He will give you the things that you need to do. And do not ever think that that anything is impossible, because the word itself is impossible. It's only your own mind that is stopping you. And God really builds you up, you know. It's not that within one day, if you have had like maybe a lot of trauma or you've had things that in your life that made you unstable, then sometimes things don't happen within a day. Sometimes it can take many years. You know, if you look at the people in the Bible, it took many years for them. So we need to learn to really be patient. We need to learn that we can really, when we keep on with the practices of God, He is the one who's going to completely change everything around for you. That, you know, I actually seen someone, I seen a post actually on Instagram, and I know I don't really, I do go on Instagram and I have got people, and it was a lady, and I just have watched this lady for a while, and he and God really has changed this woman's life around. From really the mess that she was in, she was actually involved in in witchcraft, etc. And then she God really spoke to her, and she is now quite big on the internet, and God spoke a word to her and said that your voice is going to be made known. And since then she has had interviews with top people. Her account has really gone viral. So it really gave me hope. It really made me think, because God, you don't know what God is doing behind the scenes. Don't stop something because you may think, you know, other people might be thinking this, or you can't care what the world thinks. If you have a story, then tell your story. Don't be fooled by doubt. Doubt is a liar. You know, fear is a liar. And do not be fooled by that. Really stand up in faith. And God really wants you to be faithful. He wants you to be faithful in the practices. He wants you to ensure that you're using your voice for good and not for bad. Your voice is powerful. So what are you speaking? What are you saying? Are the people around you, are they seeing? You know, they can see physically, but can they see mentally? You know, God gave me a word to run, and that is a mental practice. Yes, I use my body, but after my when my body is hurting, then after that, it is a practice that it is a mind strength that I'm using my mind. No matter the pain I'm in right now, I'm going to carry on. And just like with God, no matter what we are going through, no matter what happens, we need to carry on. We need to carry on doing the things that God is really encouraging us to do, and not forgetting the things that He has encouraged us to do, because He is the one who is a miracle worker. He is the one who gives you that oomph within your heart to say you can do this. He is the one who's speaking life into your soul. Are you listening? Are you listening to the life words, or are you listening to the words of death? Are you speaking words of life, or are you speaking words of death? Because God really wants you to move. He wants you to ensure that you are not holding back. Holding back, or just because of past experiences, do not let your past experience make you feel that you're not good enough, make you feel that people might judge you, because we need to be God pleasers, not man pleasers. We need to ensure that we're using our voice for good. You've lived that life before. You've lived the life in darkness of speaking about people, or speaking about, you know, that's what I hear a lot. A lot of the world, what do they speak about? They speak about people. They don't speak about, you know, the visions, the goals. They don't speak about God, because they don't know God. They don't know that they can have anything that they say. They don't understand that you're about your energy. They don't understand about the words. They don't. So if they don't understand, then we need to be the ones to stand up and say, you know, your words, what you're saying and what you're speaking, you know, that you're attracting this. So really change what you're saying and change what you're speaking, and your whole life will change. You know, what are you really putting into your future? Are you putting faith into your future, or fear? Are you holding back in doubt? Do not let doubt creep in. Do not let fear take any hold over you. You can really have a really successful life. And successful to me might be different to you. The success of, you know, the things of the world, you know, people think if you've got a really good career, if you've got a house, if you've got, and these things are really wonderfully great. Like, but if your mind isn't straight, you could have the best career. But if your mental health isn't okay, I'm sorry, you haven't got anything. If you are sat in the most beautiful house, but your mind isn't straight, you still haven't got anything, because you haven't got that peace of heart. And God wants you, every person, to have peace. He wants you to have understanding. He wants you to have His wisdom. So how do you get it? You really listen. You really start declaring, you really start speaking, you really start doing the speaking in tongues, honouring God, the five practices that we speak. you know, speaking by the Spirit, praying for those labourers, and really let your words then take effect, because your words are going to take effect either on the negative or the positive. I feel very, very, very thankful today for God. I feel very thankful today for my life, and I feel very thankful for what God has placed within my heart to do, and that I will be that one to go ahead and do it. And I just really pray for you all. I thank you, Father, right now, that every person that listens to this, you can give them that boost of confidence, that they don't live in doubt, they don't live in fear, that they can walk out in faith. They are unstoppable, that nothing is too hard for them. You know, if many people in the world can do it, you can do it, because you have God by your side. No matter your past, no matter who you used to be, you can have more of an effect because of who you used to be, because it really changes people's mind, it changes people's hearts, because they can see this person once was, but now they are, because God is the one. God is the one who changes. So I really just thank you, God, right now. I really do thank you that you are the one that really changes the direction of our life. And I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.